In 1993, soda was just okay.
I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year.
1993 gave us Waco and Jurassic Park, but a cola giant's misstep made 1993 a strange year. Okay, soda, 1993.
An important announcement regarding Okay, soda. Due to the controversial nature of this product, a toll-free number has been established to handle stories regarding its consumption. That number is 1-800-I-FEEL-OKAY. We encourage you to report the good things that happen when you drink okay. Also, we encourage you to report the bad things that happen when you choose not to drink okay. That number again, 1-800-I-FEEL-OKAY. Things are going to be okay.
In the early 1990s, amidst the drab colors of grunge and the angst-ridden anthems of Generation X, Coca-Cola introduced an enigmatic beverage that seemed tailor-made for the disillusioned youth of the era. OK Soda emerged as a quirky attempt by the beverage giant to capture the elusive spirit of a generation that was notoriously skeptical of traditional marketing tactics. Yet, despite its unconventional approach and initial buzz, OK Soda went flat, leaving behind a curious legacy. Conceived as a response to declining soda sales and a desire to connect with the elusive Gen X demographic, OK Soda was launched in 1993 with much fanfare. Forgoing the glossy hyperbolic advertising typical of the era, OK Soda's marketing campaign embraced a decidedly anti-marketing ethos. The brand's slogan, "Things are going to be okay," embodied a sense of ambivalence and resignation that resonated with the disaffected youth of the time. The packaging itself was a departure from the vibrant hues and bold logos of traditional soda brands. Clad in matte black cans adorned with cryptic minimalist artwork and existential musings, OK Soda stood out on shelves like a beacon of Gen X disillusionment. Each individual can feature a series of offbeat messages and aphorisms. More on that right after this. Part of the marketing strategy was a toll-free hotline at 1-800-I-FEEL-OKAY, where consumers would be asked a series of true or false questions. OK Soda mailed out a series of chain letters promoting strange OK Soda-based urban legends called coincidences that were also read on TV as part of the marketing. Despite its unconventional marketing and off-kilter aesthetic, OK Soda failed to capture the hearts and wallets of its target audience. While initial sales were promising, they quickly waned as consumers struggled to grasp the brand's identity and flavor. OK Soda's taste, described as a blend of cola, fruit, and spice, was polarizing, with many finding it too unusual for their palates. Furthermore, OK Soda's deliberately vague marketing strategy, while novel, ultimately failed to resonate with consumers in a meaningful way. In an era marked by cynicism and distrust of corporate messaging, the brand's attempts to shun traditional advertising only served to confuse and alienate potential customers. After just 2 years on the market, Coca-Cola quietly discontinued OK Soda in 1995, citing lackluster sales and an inability to connect with its target demographic. Yet, despite its short-lived existence, OK Soda has achieved a cult-like status among enthusiasts and collectors, with unopened cans fetching high prices on auction sites and nostalgia-driven blogs dissecting its brief but memorable run. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll be back next time for another episode of Strange Year.